If you've tried to get a COVID-19 test lately, you may have struck out at the pharmacy or had an experience like George Martin's of Brockton. He left a testing center in Boston without getting swabbed because the line was so long, then went back a couple of days later.
So I came in today hoping it will be better, but still a long wait.
And with demand for tests running high because of the Delta and Omicron variants, it could take a while for the supply to catch up. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports on what's behind the shortage.
Images of people standing in line for hours have become so common that you might be surprised to hear this from CIC Health Chief Executive Tim Rowe. He says in many cases,
there's not actually a shortage of tests. It's really just the kind of healthcare logistics work to stand up testing sites and hire people and all of that.
Rowe's firm is one of several that runs vaccination and testing clinics for the state of Massachusetts, but he expected to be winding down those operations by now, not ramping them back up. In the fall, demand at CIC Health's testing centers had slowed to a trickle. The company reduced staff and let a lease expire in Cambridge. Rowe says he gets why people might second-guess the decision to scale back the state's testing infrastructure last year.
I mean, it's certainly understandable for people to feel that way. And in retrospect, it's super clear, right? But if you ask, like in November, was anyone clamoring for that? Nobody was.
Now, Rowe says CIC Health is hiring like crazy and considering opening new testing sites. In the meantime, though, many people are scrounging for tests wherever they can find them.
Yeah, that's Tame Impala on the first night playlist right here in Copley Square. How is everybody?
Boston's New Year's Eve bash last week doubled as a chance to get tested or vaccinated. And the Whittier Street Health Center's mobile clinic was more popular at times than any of the food trucks nearby, much to the delight of Frederica Williams, who runs the health center.
The mission of our mobile health program is removing barriers, transportation, accessibility, people's work hours, being convenient, meeting people where they are.
Even if that's on Copley Square during the New Year's Eve celebration. Finding tests isn't a challenge for everyone. Many people are tested regularly through their schools or employers. But others rely on public options, like the 38 state test centers in Massachusetts. State Senator Joe Comerford says that might not be enough with cases surging.
The state really has to expand like we did at the beginning of this pandemic with greater access to testing.
For now, however, the Baker administration has not announced any plans to open more testing centers. Instead, it's adding staff and extending hours at existing locations. The long lines for testing have also been an issue in other states. This week, the White House announced plans to open additional federal testing sites in six other states, including Maine. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.
That story also included reporting by WBUR's Steve Brown and Walter Wuthman.